everyone. Princess April here. Welcome to my own special brand of audio visualization and musical exploration. This is a story from what I call the Good Girl series. The Good Girl series follows a girl named Tracy, a naive, horny little 18-year-old who frankly is easy to manipulate into doing naughty things. The Good Girl series is not consecutive, so they don't need to be listened to in order or together. They simply follow a common theme, and each file shares the same introduction. This story was conceived, written, and performed by an adult for adults, depicting characters that are 18 years of age and over. It contains very explicit sexual material and language with themes of coaxing, humiliation, anal sex, and race play. This particular file is posted on eargasm.net and shared with Gone Wild Audio on Reddit. Copyright 2016 through 2019. All rights reserved. As with all my files, everything you'll hear in this story is original, including script, music, sound effects, and performance. Literally months of work went into it, along with a lot of passion and love. I know what I do won't be for everyone, but if I was trying to please anyone but myself, or, in this case, my sweet, generous friend Tracy, I don't think there'd be any reason to do it at all. So without further delay, I invite you to carve out an hour of alone time, find a good pair of earphones, and listen. And by the way, thank you for spending your precious time with me. Tracy. Tracy, my little princess. April is here. I need you to relax, sweet girl. Settle down. I know you're probably anxious and excited, but I need you to calm down and find a comfortable place to lie down and be a good, calm, quiet girl. You can get undressed if you like. Get nice and comfortable. Lay back in your chair. Calm your mind and lay back. We need to get you settled down, relaxed, and ready for some breathing. Good. Get nice and comfortable so that nothing will interrupt our time together. Let your head lay back, sweetie. And now, close your eyes. Very good. I can see how short and fast your breaths are. I know you're very excited to get started. But right now, I want you to concentrate on taking deep, slow breaths. First, start now. Slowly breathe in and then out. Now this time a little bit slower. In, out. Good. And slower still. Your heart working so hard for you. In and out. In and out. Good girl. Very good. Keep concentrating on your breathing. And each time you breathe out, I want you to say to yourself the words, good girl. That's it, Tracy. In. Slowing your eager little heart down and out, saying to yourself the words, good girl. In, the thump thump of your heartbeat finally starting to become quieter, and out, good girl. See? What could be easier? As you keep concentrating on your breathing, feeling your body slowing down and slip deeper into a more suggestible state, Don't forget to think of the words. Good girl. Because you are a good girl, Tracy. A sweet, obedient girl. You love to make people happy. You especially love to make men happy. You are so horny and eager and so obedient. Happy to give any real man exactly what he wants. Exactly what he deserves. Breathing in, nice and deep. And breathing out. Good girl. Say those words to yourself and feel how much more horny and obedient you are becoming with each breath. I know you're an eager little beaver, Tracy. But believe me, there is so much more you have to learn. Sometimes, in order to make your real man happy, you have to do things you don't particularly like. But remember, Tracy, you are an obedient, eager, leaky little girl, and you will do whatever your real man wants. Because if he is happy, you are happy. Doesn't that sound easy? Doesn't that sound right? Good girl. And as you breathe and listen, you might realize that you don't notice your heartbeat anymore. That's perfect. And you might notice your breaths have finally, naturally shallowed. A relaxed, vulnerable, little girl, resting, breathing, and listening to my voice without a care in the world. No anxiety, no worries, just quiet, calm, and restful, increasingly horny, and more eager and obedient. And dribbly wet with every breath you take. Good girl. If you want, you can reach down and touch yourself. Go on, Tracy. Play with your little pussy. I know how excited you are. So you can rub that little clitty if you want. As you do, keep thinking of those special, tingly words. Good girl. Because you are a good girl, Tracy. You are an obedient, happy, slutty girl. Naturally, it turns you on to be good. And to be good is to be obedient. To be good is to be horny. To be good is to be slutty. And you are obedient. You are horny. And you are slutty. You are a good girl. And you are dripping to do as you are told. Now, I'm going to take you on an adventure, Tracy. Fun, dirty little adventure, and you are going to be the star. No one can hurt you. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do, but being the eager, slutty, and obedient girl you are, of course you will do whatever you are told. And in this story, you will be expected to please your real man, Tracy. You will get your chance to make him happy. And that, of course, makes you happy. And as you lie there, obediently rubbing your aching little clitty, eagerly doing as you are told, You are feeling so horny and so slutty. I bet your little fingers are soaked right now, aren't they? You are just juicing and leaking to have a chance to be the best plaything you can be for your real man. Dribbling and moaning to be rewarded with a big cock and a thick load. So, tell me, slut, are you ready to be eager? Are you ready to be obedient? Are you ready to do whatever it takes to please your real man? Good girl. So, you know what I heard, Tracy? I heard you had a boyfriend. Is that right? Do you have a boyfriend, Tracy? That surprises me a little because, well, girls like you don't tend to have friends. Especially friends who are boys. Don't get me wrong. You love boys, of course. I know that. And of course I know that boys like you, sweetie. You see, there's lots to like about a girl like you. Take your cute little bottom, for example. It's smooth and round and it sticks out behind you just enough to complement your girly hips and toned little legs. And the smooth skin of your pretty bottom is a perfect contrast to the black thigh-high fishnets you like to wear, or the tiny, strappy thongs that frame your little butt cheeks with their flimsy, delicate strings. Boys like your little butt, Tracy. But they wouldn't call it a friend, would they? No. And what about your tits? Perky, perfect little handfuls of squishy fun. Not terribly big, but certainly round and firm enough to bring those tight little dresses you wear to attention. Or to hold their own when you try to squeeze them into a tiny, tight tube top. Boys like your little tits, too, but they don't want to talk to them, do they? Of course not. And how about those legs of yours? Smooth, silky little stems that you keep perfectly shaved and supple with oil. Your calves have those sweet, gentle curves that you keep very tight because of the tall, strappy heels that you almost always wear. And your thighs above your delicate knees, almost always on display, just below the tiny skirts you like to wear. I don't have to tell you that boys like your legs, Tracy. Especially when you squat down in front of them and spread those legs wide. Of course they do. There's lots to like about a girl like you. But they don't want to buy your legs flowers or take them out to dinner, do they, sweetie? That's just silly talk. Now, of course, boys especially like your face. You are a bubbly, sexy girl with a joyful, cute little face. It's easy to love your pretty smile and your happy, vacant eyes and the way they squint when you giggle. Those perfect cheekbones and, of course, those full, pretty lips that you keep so carefully decorated with pink-colored lipstick and shiny, glittery gloss. Boys love that adorable face of yours, Tracy. It's one of your best features, and they like to do lots of fun things to it, but they don't want to dry your eyes when you're upset, or kiss your cheek when you're sniffly, do they? And finally, what about that little honey pot between your legs? That smooth, shaved little collection of nerve endings, tight skin, and squeezing muscles that are really only good for one thing. Of course, boys like your pussy, Tracy. It's that sweet, snug little hiding place where all their cocks go. They especially love that everything else about you, your bottom, your tits, your legs, and even your ditzy little face, all eventually lure them right back to your juicy little pussy. They love how it leaks and how it smells when they get close to you. They love how your pussy convulses and pulsates around their cocks when you are in the middle of one of your long, screaming, brain-draining orgasms. Your pussy is an eager little cock-milking miracle, Tracy. The boys love your little pussy, but they don't want it to meet their parents, sweetie. They don't want to marry it, do they? No, of course they don't. You know that just as well as I do, Tracy. But don't get too down on yourself. That doesn't mean they don't like you. It doesn't mean they don't want to play with you. It certainly doesn't mean they don't have use for you. It doesn't mean they don't want to stretch you out with cock, or pump you full with cum. Don't fret, little miss. There's lots to like about a girl like you, isn't there? So, tell me about your boyfriend, Tracy. He must be very special, huh? His name is Stephen, right? Stephen and Tracy. That's so sweet. Is he a stud, Tracy? Does he give you goosebumps? Does he make you wet? Does he have a big cock? Well, it's big enough anyway. Right? I can just see him now. Sweet, sensitive, and a snappy dresser. Brown hair, hazel eyes, and tall. Than you, anyway. The main thing, of course, is that he treats you like you deserve to be treated. He does treat you like you deserve, doesn't he? Well, he's a gentleman, anyway, isn't he? That's so sweet. You're such a lucky girl, Tracy. I know that need lots and lots of attention, so I'm curious, just between us girls, how many times a day does your boyfriend fuck you? How many loads per day does he feed you? He must be quite the cum factory to satisfy a thirsty little slut like you. No? Well, I guess he gives you all the cum he can. Doesn't he, sweetie? Can I be honest with you, Tracy? I know you. I know just what kind of girl you are. Does your boyfriend know you? Oh, I know he thinks he does, but a girl like you can't be satisfied with a single mediocre cock with a small, pathetic little load, can she? Of course she can't. Are you pretending to be something you're not? Not all boys can give you what you deserve. Not all boys can treat you like you should be treated. And not all boys can give you all the cum you crave. Only real men can do that, Tracy. And your boyfriend? He tries. Anyway. Do you want to know what I think? I think you are not boyfriend material, Tracy. You need a stronger, more uncompromising hand. You need to be placed into position, held by a fist in your hair, and used like the fuck-obsessed, brain-dead cock toy you are, until your pussy is raw and spittle is drooling out of your slack, pink little lips. Your boyfriend can't do that, Tracy. He's sweet and gentle, and wants to pamper you, protect you, maybe even love you. But he doesn't know you at all, does he, slut? Not like I do. See, it's good that we're talking, little miss, because I know that a confused, horny little girl like you needs guidance. Is your boyfriend pressuring you to be like smarter, more educated girls? Clever girls with careers and husbands. Girls with independence and ambition. That's not you, Tracy. You're not smart. You are a stupid, horny little dribble ditz with a leaking pussy, a tight ass, and a hungry little mouth. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all you need to be, sweetie. You shouldn't let your boyfriend pressure you into trying to be something you're not. He'll never understand you. Only real men know what to do with you. Those are the men you're looking for, Tracy. You don't want a boyfriend. I know you're all flustered and confused now. That's totally natural. It's so like you, Tracy. So as you sit there smoothing out your cute little black dress and putting in your pretty dangly earrings, getting ready for a date with your boyfriend tonight, I've decided I'm going to help you. I'm going to arrange a little surprise for my girl. A little test. I know you don't want anything to interfere with your special night, but I promise, if you are truly in control of yourself and dedicated and loyal to your boyfriend, your date will go off without a hitch. And maybe you'll get to sock and fuck on his average cock and get a tiny load of cum in your pussy that you can scoop up and lick up for a curly little nightcap. But if you are the girl I think you are, well, things might go a little differently. So make sure you've got those sheer black thigh highs pulled up tight under your dress. Put on your pretty black heels and tie your hair up into that cute ponytail for your boyfriend. Go ahead and paint your nails and your lips with a matching shade of bright candy apple red, because your boyfriend thinks the color pink sends the wrong message. He also insists that you put on your red-rimmed glasses because he thinks they make you look smarter. Well, they do make you look a little cuter. It's almost time for him to pick you up, sweetie. Go ahead. Go on your little date, Tracy. You are so sweet to want to take care of your boyfriend, to give him a girl to love. But I have a feeling things are about to fall apart for him. I almost feel sorry for him. Almost. He's a sweet guy, but then again, this is what he gets for choosing a silly, brain-dead, easily manipulated little dribble-tits for a girlfriend. Right, Tracy? I'll see you soon. Yeah, I'm really excited for dinner. And after, can we go, like, have sex somewhere? What? What did I say? I'm really horny. What? So, Tracy, how's your date going? Just started, I guess.
This is a cool street.
Walking down the sidewalk under the streetlights on your way to that fancy restaurant downtown. That's really exciting. Your boyfriend seems nervous, though. Maybe the streetlights here are a little too dark for him. Maybe the sidewalk is a little too dirty. The restaurant isn't in a great neighborhood, but it's supposed to be really romantic. And he wants to take you somewhere really romantic for your 2-week anniversary. Isn't that sweet? You, on the other hand, are totally comfortable, aren't you? Why wouldn't you be? It's not like you haven't walked streets like this before. All on your own, and in taller heels and shorter skirts than you are wearing now. Right, Tracy? A dirty street for a dirty girl. But that's all in the past, right? You have a nice, straight-laced boyfriend now. Handsome, considerate, and doting. Everything a girl wants. Anyway, as you walk down the sidewalk on a particularly dark corner, your man hovering over you, watching for any sign of threat to his vulnerable little girlfriend, you hear a catcall whistle from an alley between two buildings. You and your boyfriend turn your heads to see a muscle car there, with three very large, very muscular black man. Very black. One of them walks toward you as he addresses your boyfriend, complimenting him on what a nice little spinner he's got there. You're too distracted by the black man's strong muscles and dark skin to have realized he was talking about you. You stare wide-eyed at him, and you can feel your pussy tingle a little bit as his words conjure up an image in your little mind. You, squatting with your legs spread open over top of that black man. His huge cock impaled into you as you pant and moan and try to spin yourself around him like a tight little top. It's so easy to get distracted by silly, sexy daydreams like that, isn't it, Tracy? Especially when it's been over 2 weeks since you've had a hard, thick cock like that to milk. You poor thing. You get lost in your naughty head some more, thinking about that cock, your stretched pussy, and your sweaty little girl thighs as your boyfriend seems to take issue with what the nice black man just said. They talk for a few moments as your boyfriend steps between you and them, trying to protect his delicate flower from the scary alley thugs. Your sparkling eyes look at them through the thin red frames of your cute glasses from behind your boyfriend. You take in the sight of pure, dark chocolate, Tracy. You feel a shiver in your tummy, knowing that the conversation they are having is somehow all about you. One of them has a shiny, bald head atop his meaty, muscular shoulders, which are covered by a gray, greasy t-shirt. The talkative one has shoulder-length, curly hair, a beautiful black mane that he shakes out when he catches you staring at him. The shine of his broad shoulders and defined biceps, exposed by his ribbed, wife-beater t-shirt, are hard to look away from. The third man, the darkest and tallest of the three, quietly sneaks past your boyfriend, his eyes looking down at yours from a lofty height of at least a foot taller than you, and he reaches back and presses his hand against your little ass. It's electric, Tracy. His fingers are so thick and warm, and so strong as he kneads your vulnerable little bottom. Your eyes locked on his, helplessly lost under his manly spell. Your boyfriend sees what he is doing, and with a shout of anger that you barely even notice, he pulls you away from the man's possessive fingers, then rushes you down the sidewalk as you try not to trip in your heels below your suddenly wobbly legs. You swing your head back and look and wonder at the three men, a little drool forming on your lip. You let out a little whine as your boyfriend gently hugs your shoulders and guides you down the sidewalk, apologetic and upset with himself for allowing his precious, innocent little girlfriend to be exposed to such dangerous men. He tells you to ignore them. Pay no attention to them. They're thugs, he says. He wonders aloud whether he should call the police. A perfectly normal, happy young couple being accosted like that on a street corner. But you aren't looking at your boyfriend. Your head is still turned back toward the man who groped you. And he winks at you. And his friends laugh, talking to each other as you walk away. I wonder what they were talking about, Tracy. It's so confusing, isn't it? Especially when you notice that the tiny, sequined stripper thong you're wearing underneath your pretty black dress, the one you wanted to surprise your boyfriend with later, has suddenly become uncomfortably wet. You poor, horny little girl. Your boyfriend is far too upset to notice your panting mouth, and when he finally coaxes you to stop staring back at those men and look at him again, you give him a little reassuring smile. But your head is still preoccupied with the words that black man said. A nice little spinner. Something about that word rings true, doesn't it, Tracy? He was talking about you. You are a little spinner, aren't you? It's humiliating, though, to be talked about like that. To be thought of like that. Your boyfriend certainly seems to think so, but your pussy seems to disagree, doesn't it? You're daydreaming again, Tracy. Daydreaming about going back to that alley and letting those dark, black thugs do what they want to the tiny, white, little spinner. You're so easily distracted, Tracy. So easily confused. It's hard to concentrate when you're so wet, isn't it, sweetie? You tell your boyfriend you are fine.
I'm fine.
And that you still want to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, let's go.
He's rattled, but he reluctantly gives in to your adorable charms. It's just another block down the street. When you arrive, you are quickly seated in a quiet corner. Orders taken and the unpleasantness from before all forgotten. Well, mostly forgotten, anyway. You'd better be careful, Tracy. Don't think about those huge black men and their dirty clothes. Don't think about those thick, muscular fingers and how they felt squeezing your cute little rump like they owned it. Don't think about their dark brown cocks and what they might look like, or whether they might fit into your tiny, soaked little pussy. And you need to be extra careful not to think about all that creamy, hot cum that is just bubbling in their balls and waiting for a sweet, tight spinner like you to come milk it out of them. Oh, Tracy, you're such a weak little slut, aren't you? You're such a good, good girl. A very good girl, Tracy. Horny, juicy, eager, slutty, and obedient to her real man. Your boyfriend tries his best to engage you in conversation, but it's hopeless. Your pink, squishy, cum-cravy little brain is already gone. You shift uncomfortably on the expensive chair. Your slut juices starting to dribble into the fabric between your legs. Your boyfriend just keeps talking as your mouth hangs open stupidly and you sit there in a growing puddle of your own sticky filth, fantasizing about what you really want. Daydreaming about what you really crave. You know what you have to do. so simple. It's so simple. It's so simple. Just tell your boyfriend you're going to the bathroom. Give him one of your adorable little smiles and tell him it might be a while before you come back. It doesn't even matter if he believes you. She is. There's my good little girl.
Excuse me. I have to go to the bathroom. Oops. Sorry.
The bathroom is next to the entrance, Tracy, but you just walk right past it. Too distracted and drippy to notice. Instead, you walk straight out the restaurant door, your silly, simple little mind now in a haze of slutty desperation. Juice drips down your quivering thighs as you click your way along the sidewalk and head back to that dark, dangerous alley. Thoughts of cock making your sparkling eyes glaze over. The promise of cum making your little mouth salivate. A horny, desperate girl. Your skin damp with warm sweat despite the cool evening temperature. Three filthy black men and one white little spinner. Before you know it, you see them, just where you left them. It's dark, but through your glasses you can see the bald one facing away from you, leaning against the muscle car parked in the alley, its hood open. The wife beater, with his curly mane and shiny shoulders, is working under the hood, too preoccupied to notice you yet. But it's the tall one, the quiet one, the one who treated himself to a nice handful of your plump ass, who sees you first. He smirks at you, as if he knew all along you would be back. He uses his strong, thick fingers, the same fingers he used to knead your tight little bottom, to pull his cigarette from his mouth before he blows a cloud of smoke into the night air. Your tummy is tight, nervous, excited. You feel vulnerable. You feel ashamed, guilty. Your boyfriend is still sitting in the restaurant, Tracy, waiting. Maybe he knows where you are right now. Maybe he just wants to believe you're in the bathroom. But maybe you just don't care. You're here, aren't you? And when you see this tall black stud's intense eyes slithering all over your nubile little body, you can't help but give him a shy smile. He motions with his finger for you to come over. And your heart pounds as you rush to him, eager to please a real man. Just like a good girl should be. You stop short of him, looking up with your big eyes. He grabs at you, pulling you close to him and resuming where he left off, squeezing and kneading your little butt. Your breathing naturally becomes shallow. I know you're so excited, Tracy. And he knows it too. He quickly takes possession of you, dropping his cigarette, and now groping you openly with both hands, squeezing your tits and your ass, not bothering to kiss you. That's not what a slut's mouth is for, is it, Tracy? He knows that. So he sticks his finger in there instead, as his other hand probes for the more prime meat between your legs. You gag and suckle on one finger as another pulls your soaked thong aside and pushes into your pussy. You moan and lift your leg up to accept his fingers. And just like that, Tracy, you're his little slut. When his two friends finally notice you, they surround you. The smell of cigarette smoke and slutty Tracy scent hanging in the air. They collectively pull you behind a trash bin in the alley, talking about you to one another, calling you filthy names. Slut. Whore. Cunt. Cum dump. Prime white buckwheat. Oh, and of course, a cute little spinner. Every word makes you hornier. Every filthy name they can think of makes you more and more eager to be their juicy little spinner. It's perfectly natural, Tracy. You can't help yourself. Before you know it, you're on your knees behind that dumpster in the dirty alley, and you've got your candy apple lips wrapped around a huge black cock. It's just you and three black studs who can't resist your tight bottom, your perky tits, your smooth legs, your adorable face, and your dribbling pussy. There's lots to like about a girl like you, isn't there? Your dress ends up pushed down and pulled up. Now just a slip of tight material around your waist. Your thong is no protection either, as they simply pull that little string aside and take turns stretching out that tiny, wet pussy of yours, forcing you on top of them, using your ponytail as a handle to control you. And as the hard fucking of your tiny pussy continues, you embrace what you really are. What you really deserve. You think of your boyfriend, wondering if he's still waiting for you. Wondering if he's concerned about you. Of course, to the boys you're with right now, you're just a piece of cock candy. And that's all you'll ever be, Tracy. You can't help yourself. And as they finally get you on your hands and knees, and you feel Wifebeater's hand grip your hair as he forces his huge dick up your sweet little ass, you groan and grunt underneath him, knowing that you simply have to take it. You are such a good girl. Such a good little anal girl. The ultimate little white slave for big black cock. They grip you by the throat and ass fuck you in the alley. Eventually, they knock your glasses off and step on them as they pork you. They don't care about your glasses, Tracy. And to you, the night just becomes a bit more blurry, a bit more confusing, especially when they squeeze your throat a little harder and fuck your ass a little deeper. This is the Tracy I know. This is the Tracy the real men deserve. And as the mixture of pain and pleasure take over your black-owned little body, you gasp for breath and groan needily and think of your uptight, useless boyfriend and how he could never stretch you open like this. He could never manhandle you like this. Pathetic little white boys can't give you what you need, can they, Tracy? Steven is a useless loser. And you? You are just a brainless little slut. A cute little spinner. A fuck slave to black cock. Such a good girl. They slap your butt and make you say it all out loud. Over and over, they make you tell them what a slut you are, how much you need their black cocks, and how useless your pathetic boyfriend is. They take your thin arms and thighs into their huge hands and position you between them, each cock finding its own sweet hole to fuck. This is what you came back for, sweetie. Silly little white girl, black-owned, and triple-fucked. Hands squeeze your tiny arms just below your shoulders and hold you in position. Fingers grope at your tits and thighs, and your sweaty body shudders, stretches, and gags around all that pumping cock, force-fucking you into a brutal, girly orgasm. Now it's time for your real reward. The first of the boys to come is the bald one underneath you. You feel his warm, thick load pumping into your pussy, making the first creamy deposit into Steven's precious girlfriend. The next to come is White Beater, who's stuffed inside your tiny little ass. He groans on top of you, thrusting all the way in. You grunt and another warm, wet feeling starts to fill your back door. The sweet little spinner, pumped full of black cum. Finally, tall, dark, and handsome is buried deep down your little throat. You gag violently around his dick as he clogs your little throat with his first squirt of cum. But he's not done with you yet, sweetie. He pulls out and you gasp as a heavy rope of thick cream slops all over your cheeks and forehead. His fist holds your hair tight, and he keeps jerking his cock all over your little face, making sure he's made a complete mess of Steven's sweet little angel. Oh, Tracy. Stupid, sticky little Tracy. What did you do, slut? Look at yourself. You are a cum-slopped mess, little miss. This is not how your date was supposed to go at all, is it? The boys collectively pull their cocks out of your cum-stuffed holes and start whooping and laughing. You are so confused, aren't you, Tracy? So shivery and fuck drunk. The cum on your lips tastes so good that you start to lick it off your fingers and play with it. And as you do, you look up. Your wide eyes in a haze, lapping up your sticky reward like a good little girl. And what do you see, Tracy? Who is that in front of you?
Oh, hi, Steven.
Uh-oh.
How long have you been standing there?
I told you, Tracy. You are not boyfriend material. The shocked, flushed look on Steven's face is proof enough of that. I know you feel bad for him, but you are a good girl, Tracy. A good girl for real men. But Steven really likes you. Of course he does. And I'll bet he is just the kind of loser who would forgive you and let you do this to him again and again and again. In fact, do you know what I think, Tracy? He is so pathetic. Why don't you just tell him outright that you are going to go out and fuck real men, and he can just stay home and buy you things? Doesn't that sound fun? You can turn him into your little cucky boy if you want to. Think how cruel you could be to him. Model your skimpy, slutty clothes for him to make sure they're hot enough for you to go out. Show off your tight, sweet little body every chance you get, but make sure you tell him you'll never let him fuck you. That's what your dates are for. They get to treat you like a whore while he jerks off at home like a bitch. Of course you will make him pay for all those dates, all those slutty clothes, all that expensive lipstick, and all those cute shoes. Well, maybe that's just what I would do. Anyway, don't worry, Tracy. I won't make you do all that. You're too sweet. Too generous. You like to make your wet holes available to all the boys, don't you? Even losers like Steven. They're not all winners, but I know you want to make them all happy. Wifebeater and his friends laugh at the two of you as they pile into their muscle car and take off, leaving you there. Now it's just you and your boyfriend, alone together. And it's time for me to go, too. I'm sure you two have a lot to talk about, you sweet little spinner. I think it's good that Steven sees the real you, sweetie. That he sees just how filthy you are. That he smells you. Sprayed and marked as the play slut of some dirty black alley thugs. You're so cute with all their cum on your face and dripping out of both your holes. Just a silly little white girl and her bitch of a boyfriend. Remember what I said before, Tracy? You are the kind of girl the boys like to play with. To manhandle, to fuck, and to dump their cum into, but they don't want to fall in love with you. They don't want to grow old with you, do they? Of course not. That doesn't mean they don't like you, though. You see, Tracy? There's lots to like.